And we're on the bus. Here we go. We're starting off. Should be interesting. Well, hey, Elise Castle.
Hey there, Mike Jensen. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. It was my birthday just a few days ago, and we did something very special for my birthday, which is what we're really here to talk about.
Yeah, so this is actually kind of played out pretty cool because we were kind of presented with this opportunity a couple months ago, and then the strike happened, and we haven't been able to put out content for you, but we can talk about this, which is Mike and I went on the Sex and the City bus tour. With on-location tours, TodayTix invited us to use their app to purchase tickets for this tour. And first of all, I just want to say I have used TodayTix for a very long time. How about you, Mike?
I honestly have as well.
Yeah.
I used to work on a theater podcast, and so we had a connection through TodayTix mm-hmm. through that. And I know that it's their slogan. I know that it just sounds like I'm reading copy. I'm not reading copy right now. It truly is the most convenient way to get tickets to anything.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Once again, it sounds like I'm just quoting their stuff. I'm not. It is literally the most convenient way to get a ticket to something.
Yeah. And when they had reached out, it didn't dawn on me that, oh, you can get tickets for experiences as well as just theater or off-Broadway or things like that. There's so many other ways or so many other things to do it. And you're absolutely right. It's so easy. You know, you just go on the app. And like the thing that's cool about this is there's so many ways to get tickets these days, you know, whether it's through who knows how you're getting tickets these days. But you know with TodayTix that these are going to be real tickets. They make it easy, especially if you're coming from out of town. I understand how overwhelming it is when you ask someone who might be from New York, like, how do you find affordable tickets to shows? And they're like, oh, yeah, just do the lottery, Rush, TKTS. And you're like, what are you saying to me? Like, I don't know what any of this means. And this is just an app that you can use to find affordable tickets, and they make it easy for you. They tell you exactly how to get them. Usually there's someone outside. With this experience, we were immediately like lumped into the on-location tours information. I had to do nothing to do that. So yeah, it was a super easy ticketing experience. And now on to the experience itself. It was great.
Well, you know, so here's sort of my little bit of background with it is that, as we just said, it was my birthday recently. And, you know, I work in restaurants. We both work in restaurants. I am scheduled to work on Friday nights, and my birthday was on a Friday. And I truly was like, I'm just going to work. Like, for those out in the universe that don't wait tables, most people work on their birthdays. Like, that's not a weird thing. Like, you have a job, you go to your job, and then it's your birthday. And it's a little bit different, I guess, when you're waiting tables because that tends to like take up the evening portion of your birthday day. But for me, I was kind of like, I don't care. It's fine. I'm just going to go ahead and work my job. Who cares? And then this also came up and I was like, well, what if it's a special occasion on top of a special occasion? So that's sort of why we ended up getting the tickets on the day that we did. Because I was like, all right, well, let's do this on my birthday. Like, I'm not someone who was going to like do a Sex and the City bus tour. As much as I love the show, it just didn't really appeal to me. I kind of thought, well, it's going to be kind of like cheesy. Like, it's not, it's going to be not for me. I kind of can't believe how much fun I
yeah.
had.
No, and it was, and the one thing I was thinking is from the moment because they pick you up, and we're not going to spoil it because we think that
we'll drop some things in, yeah, but like we'll try not to give too much away.
And we're going
to
get like most of what we're talking about, you're going to find out on like if you decide to go on this tour at any point or if you've already gone. Like, these are the points that they talk about when they're advertising the tour. And also, we were just going to talk about this as like an intro thing, but since we don't have others episodes to talk about, we just figured we'd make this a whole thing. So that's why this is such a in-depth thing. But anyway, what was really cool was they pick you up outside the plaza. So you're already in the world of Sex and the City. It's kind of a dark moment, right? But, you know, Carrie's like seeing big outside of where he's with his new lady. But from the moment I was there, I could tell who was also probably going to go on this tour because there's just, you just know when someone is a Sex and the City fan. Like, there's just a different vibe. I could immediately tell. I was like, yes, these ladies are going on this bus with us. And that was cool from right away. I was just like, these are our people.
And I also really liked, so our particular tour guide was Melissa, and she was so funny and so smart and like clearly knew what she was talking about and honestly had like some pretty fun takes on certain moments, like even talking about the moment at the plaza where and she was like, you know, when Carrie goes to that guy who has a fiance and touches his hair right in front of her, and that's pretty classy. I was kind of like, oh, okay, all right, we're spicy. All right, I see what we're doing here. And then even how like almost immediately, listen, in the real world, I have an incredibly foul mouth. I swear a ton. I say inappropriate things. I am aware that not everyone loves that. So while we will occasionally drop a swear word on this podcast, I do in general kind of like try to watch what I'm saying a bit. She didn't. Like, she immediately was all about like, who got some dick last night? And like was just so like in the F word and like, and I was like, oh, right. This is a Sex and the City tour bus.
Right.
People on this bus are going to be okay with that. And it was just fun. Like, yeah. And just sort of immediately, yeah, starting out at the plaza. And I also just had that thought of like, how is this tour even gonna work? Like, so many of the locations aren't what they used to be. So many of them are spread all over the city. And it really did focus mainly on like Midtown, West Village, East Village, a little bit of Soho. But I was honestly sort of staggered with how much that they were able to fit into this. I mean, it was a long tour. Like, it was over 3 hours long, but I was still really surprised at how much she was able to be like, oh, and look at that corner. That's where blah happened. And oh, right down that street is where I was like, okay, cool. Like, I know this show and I know this city. And even for me, I was like, I didn't know that.
Well, and that was what was really interesting about Sex and the City in general. I'm currently rewatching Will and Grace, and it's a New York show that doesn't take place in New York. And Friends, a New York show that didn't take place in New York. Seinfeld did not take
place in New York.
So a lot of these iconic New York TV shows didn't take place in New York. And even some of the ones that did don't always go all over the place. And Sex and the City really used, we say this all the time, the city as the fifth lady. But there's, if you're from out of town and you are a TV fan, this is one of the shows where you can go around the whole entire island of Manhattan and just do Sex and the City, like, spots and see a lot of the city.
So it's also funny that I, once again, will confess, I was a little bit skeptical going into the experience. And I love a bus tour. Like, I think bus tours are so much fun. Like, when I was in London recently, I did like a full day of just like bus tour. And I had also resisted it when my parents used to come visit New York. Like, the first several visits they did, I was like, we're not doing the bus tour. We'll go here, we'll do this. And then like third or fourth time they visited, I was like, well, I'm out of ideas. Let's just do the bus tour. And then it was so much fun, just like the regular New York bus tour, that then doing this, I was kind of like, oh, I mean, duh, it's just another bus tour. Like, yeah, it's focusing on a particular TV show, but it's funny how it had never occurred to me that if I had a friend visiting from out of town who was at all a fan of Sex and the City, I would be like, do the bus tour. Like, you saw so much of the city, things that also weren't about Sex and the City, but just like seeing the city, seeing Midtown, and then getting those other facts sprinkled into it. I remained the entire time. I was like, oh, I'm having so much more fun than I realized that I was going to have doing this.
And the other thing that's really cool is I think I'm someone who's kind of shy anyway. If I don't know all the rules about something, I won't go to it. Like, it takes me a very long time to go and try something new because I'm worried I'm going to mess something up or I'm not going to know what to do. So I can only imagine coming in from out of town and thinking like, oh, I want to walk over to where Carrie's stoop is and take a photo, but there's a chain up there. And it's still a private property. And yes, be respectful, but having a tour guide who knows the rules and is like, this is how we're going to do it. Everyone's going to stand over here. Then we're going to go, you know, and like take the picture. It just helps to kind of feel like, okay, here, like I know what's going on. And same with some of the, because the bus does make stops too, where you can get off and there's a few different locations that you go into. And there are restaurants that I have never been to before because probably can't afford to go there or maybe didn't think about it. And I've seen them and I knew that that's where that scene took place, but I have never been in them. And so to once again have kind of that guided experience of They know we're coming. Like, we're going to open this door and we're going to walk in and no one's going to get in trouble and just say, can I look at a menu and pretend like I might eat here? You know? Right. So that was really, really cool too.
And, you know, once again, we're not going to go point by point because I want things to be a surprise if you go on the tour. But I think we could talk about certain things. Like you did. Yeah. One of the first stops that you do is that we stopped near where the stoop is, where they film. And, you know, it was pointed out, and I think we've talked about this, that obviously things that take place on the stoop take place on the stoop, and anything that takes place, like, even her in the window, even her like talking from the window, is not filmed there. Like, all of that is filmed on a set. And it was funny thinking about those moments where she's interacting with someone on the street and thinking like, she's not interacting with the person on the street, or maybe she is, but it's like in a very different way. And, you know, yeah, that, and we didn't choose to have our picture taken in front of it because, once again, we even said to her, like, well, we live here. Like, we've been on this street before. We can go to this soup whenever. But, yeah, she was very specific and like, we're going to walk down the sidewalk. We're not going to take up the whole sidewalk. We're going to stay to the side. We're going to get a picture. We're going to be respectful. We're not, you know, like, she was very good at kind of like explaining how we were going to handle certain situations. And, you know, I mean, a little bit of the behind the scenes that I thought it was funny that she sort of talked about how the individual who perhaps lives there or has lived there was not always as friendly as they are now that they're, you know, getting a little bit of money from the new show. But yeah, it was fun. And you mentioned the restaurant, and I, you know, I've walked by Budokan 100 times. Like, I've been by that restaurant so often, and I never would have thought like, well, I'm just going to go in and look around because that feels disrespectful to me. But because we sort of had like permission and we were part of a group, it was really cool to go in there and be like, oh, those are the tapestries. And that's the bar where Miranda told Big that they were making a mistake. And oh, there's the huge table down there where they had their dinner at. Like, it was really, really cool to be in that space that I'd never been in before, even though I live in New York City, and to like see it for real. And then even places that we'd been before, like, you know, I think it listed as one of the things, but like, you do go to like Magnolia Bakery, and we didn't go in. We've been there before. But even just to go to SJP's shoe store and to hear the tour guide talk about like, you don't know, like, there are times that she's gone in and the person bringing her a box and putting a shoe on her foot has been Sarah Jessica Parker. And like, that's wild to me that SJP is just like, yeah, I'm working at the shoe store today. And like, I don't know, I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, I did know that because I follow SJP on Instagram, and she will sometimes say, I'll be at the shoe store today. And she's at the shoe store. And some things, one thing that I found really interesting just between the original series and Just Like That is, I would say most of the original series was filmed downtown, with the exception of, I don't know, not much, but most was filmed downtown. And most of And Just Like That is filmed uptown.
Yeah, it is sort of funny how much of And Just Like That is Upper East Side compared to the fact that, like, yeah, a majority of Sex and the City was filmed below 34th Street.
Below 14th Street.
Yeah, true. Yeah. And like, things that I'm sure that I've walked by, like, I didn't know where Aiden's shop was.
I had no idea.
Literally, when we drove by and she's like, and there's Aiden's shop. I was like, what? Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's kind of hilarious. Like, I'm sure, once again, have literally probably walked by it before and did not realize that's where it was.
Yeah, and then you make a stop at Scout.
So that was sort of the grand finale of it. And I will say that for me, I think, once again, because I live here and because I have, there's almost no possibility that I haven't walked by that bar before.
Right.
Had no idea that's what it was. So, I mean, you know, it's not a secret. It's O'Neill's on Grand Street. Like, it's this little corner bar. I was correct. They did paint, because there's like that bright red column. And then like, yeah, there's a lot of like red accents when you're actually there. And they did, I went back and rewatched Ghost Town, and they did paint that. And it's funny how they don't paint it to match the rest of the building, but they do paint it like a wood tone, which almost feels like more accurate than if it all like completely matched. And then even watching the episode again, like, it was one thing to go in there and be like, yes, this all looks vaguely familiar, and we took a picture or two, like, we'll probably post something with that. But then to rewatch Ghost Town was almost more bizarre, to be like, yeah, that's it, that's where we were. And they took, you know, for that episode, when she first goes there, they take all the booze off the shelves and it feels very empty and like it's a work in progress. But to see it and be like, yeah, that's it. And then almost, I don't know if I'm retreading this territory or if I'm even contradicting myself, Ghost Town might be my very favorite episode of Sex and the City. Uh-oh. Like, I love that episode so much. And that scene, you know, that scene that takes place between Carrie and Aiden with the, you know.
You're not seriously smoking it, are you?
Is that all you could carry, Carrie?
I can't eat my cake.
Sure you can.
I got your fingers all in it. Ah, it's my cake.
Now you want the cake?
I never not wanted it.
Okay, lady, you take the cake.
They've sort of filmed it as though it's in this little alleyway, and it's actually Center Market. Is that what we decided?
Mm-hmm. Center Marketplace.
Center Marketplace. And it's an actual through street. You know, it's kind of a slender street. But, like, I don't know. Something about being on that little alleyway and seeing that door that Steve comes through to say that it's time to go make the toast. And, it was really cool to be there. And, you know, they make a really good Cosmo.
Yes.
Because they sort of have to. Because, like, that's one of the features of going there is that you can buy yourself a Cosmopolitan and have a cocktail there. And I chose to. And I was like, oh, this is really good. Anyways, that for me was very cool because it felt like this hidden gem in plain sight that I, once again, have probably walked by so many times and not known where it was. Yeah, it was really cool to be there.
Yeah, and I think one of my favorite parts about Scout is that they do have accessible restrooms. They're just down the stairs if you need to. If by chance you maybe ate something the night before that decided to not sit well with you around hour 2.5 of a Sex and the City bus tour, just go right in down the stairs.
Down the stairs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it was an eventful day.
Yeah, I mean, there were so many things that I just, you know, we try to really list locations and do things and talk about New York related things, but we can't talk about every single street and alleyway, mostly because we don't know them and they're hard to nail down when you don't know every little bit. And also because we want to talk about the episode as well. However, Melissa, the tour guide, was amazing. That was the other thing that I'll say is you're on the bus for a lot of this tour, and it's not just going from point A to point B and the tour guide just blabbing about Sex and the City facts. Yeah, sometimes there's a little Q&A and things like that, but most of the time she was saying, oh, look down this street. That alleyway right there is where so-and-so happened. Oh, that store there, that's where, like, there was stuff to talk about every step of the way.
No, it was very fun, and she was very fun. Yeah, I guess that without getting into, like, too many nitty-gritty details, it was just a fun experience of, you know, her kind of, like, throwing out trivia mm-hmm. and her throwing out questions and just a different way to see the city.
Yeah.
And if you're a fan of this particular show, like, as we already said, like, there aren't that many New York shows that actually use the city of New York the way that Sex and the City did. And I don't know that there's any show mm-hmm. that used it to the extent that Sex and the City did. So that was very fun. It's just, once again, as someone who was a little skeptical going into it and was kind of like literally approaching the bus, like, oh, please let this not be terrible. I had such a good time.
Yeah.
I had a really, really fun time.
I had a great time, and I would highly recommend it for anyone who's coming in from out of town and is hoping to, you know, maybe say, oh, I'd like to see, because honestly, you're going to spend 3 hours trying to find Carrie's Stoop if you don't know where you're going, just because, you know, there's so much to see in New York. So to see so many things at once is really cool.
Are we missing a stop?
8.5, 8 and 3, like, would they drop you
so
off?
So that's where you end up at that restaurant that was in The Real Me, the one where with Margaret Cho. And that was sort of like the ending point, mm-hmm. which had I been in there before? I'd definitely been to the restaurant. I'm not sure that I'd been in. And that was also just fun because it's such a, and I say this with love, it's such a relic.
Yes.
Like, it's such a left behind. Like, there just aren't that many of those sort of, like, I'm going to say the 90s because I think that that's probably the era that it came to be. But all of those, like, 90s restaurants that were sort of huge and, you know, spacious, and most of them don't exist anymore. And it was kind of cool to, like, go to a space like that and see
yeah.
that it's still there.
Brasserie 8.5. Is that what it is?
I
yeah.
believe that's
and
what it's
And that was
called,
my
yeah.
first thing too, was I texted my friends after and said, I want to have my 40th birthday party at one of these restaurants, because you don't get to see restaurants like they had in Sex and the City. Those huge carpeted, like, couches and staircases and spacious and well-lit, honestly, right. You know. And I think in New York, something that I've noticed is there used to be nice restaurants and there used to be diners. And now I feel like there's a lot of in between. And all of the upscale casual restaurants are like the cool places and you're going to spend a lot of money and they're very well curated. And so it's neat to see just a place like that still around.
So yeah, overall, would definitely recommend. If it's something that you're thinking about doing, do it. I was sort of like, well, I don't know why I didn't do this sooner.
Yeah, like most things in life, Mike.
Right. And that's kind of it, you know? I mean, once again, I never know how much to say about this because one day this won't matter and I want things to be evergreen, but we're happy to be back in the feed and to be saying something. We're super, super, super looking forward to getting back to talking about the show and episode by episode. I have a lot to say, so hope that you've enjoyed the season and we hope that we're back talking about it real soon.
Maybe, Mike, what we could do in the future for the Patreon is do like a video of you and I doing and just like that walking tour of the Upper East Side.
Well, I will say, if I'm going to say I couldn't help but wonder, I sort of couldn't help but wonder why so much is filmed Upper East Side now.
I think it's because they all kind of end up there. You know, you don't have Samantha downtown anymore. You do have Miranda in Brooklyn, but think about it. You have Carrie up on the Upper West Side. You have Charlotte on the Upper West Side, who's going to school with LTW on the Upper East. All of this is Upper East, by the way.
Upper East, yeah.
So I think that could have a lot to do with it. I think there's more of a mature vibe uptown.
Sure,
And that's where all of the nicer restaurants are. Not nicer, but I'm saying like nicer in the sense where they're filming, like those spacious, older school looking places are. Downtown is still very dimly lit and crowded.
And I will say that like at one point I intended for us to tape a bunch of like voice memos that I was going to like sprinkle in. I literally did one. You probably heard it already. I probably put it at the very beginning. But honestly, the reason why we didn't do more is because there was so much happening.
Yeah, there wasn't. That's what I said. Like there wasn't a lot of time where you're just sitting waiting. Like Melissa did a great job of guiding the tour, which is the job of the tour guide.
You know, her job. So anyways, there you go. Hopefully we'll be back soon.
Yes.
We'll be finishing up this most previous season. And, you know, everyone will know this by now, but they've officially been renewed for a third. So, you know, excited for the writers to be able to get in a room and start writing that third season.
Hopefully.
So we'll be back soon.
All right. Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
You can subscribe to our new Patreon-only podcast, We Couldn't Help But Wonder, Still Wondering, right now! For more information, like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at We Couldn't Help But Wonder with no caps, no spaces, and no punctuation, and Twitter at WCHBWPodcast. And don't forget to check out my new podcast with Vanya Arslanian, Mike and Vanya Can't Not. You can follow Elise at Evie Castle and me at MikeJensen77. We would love if you would share this podcast with someone, put up a link or tell a friend, take a moment and rate us on Apple Podcasts, or even better, write a review there. Most importantly, stay safe, and let's all take care of each other.
A whole thing. So that's why this is such a in-depth thing. But anyway, thing. Why don't you say thing one more time, Elise?
Say thing again.
Halloween. Where it would be interesting for maybe Mimi and Carrie to have a contest over who has the best ass below 14th Street.
Sure.
That's a Rent reference. And something interesting, too, that I've noticed is I had dinner with some friends and, well, I don't know what I'm allowed to say, so never mind. But maybe, Mike, what we could do in the future...